Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. The Reverend Kevin Robson is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 2 Corinthians, the first chapter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too. If we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. And if we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which you experience when you patiently endure the same sufferings that we suffer. Our hope for you is unshaken, for we know that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in our comfort. For we do not want you to be ignorant, brothers, of the affliction we experienced in Asia. For we were so utterly burdened beyond our strength that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt that we had received the sentence of death. That was to make us rely not on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. On him we have set our hope that he will deliver us again. You also must help us by prayers so that many will give thanks on our behalf for the blessing granted us through the prayers of many. For our boast is this, the testimony of our conscience, that we behaved in the world with simplicity and godly sincerity, not by earthly wisdom, but by the grace of God, and supremely so toward you. For we are not writing to you anything other than what you read and acknowledge, and I hope you will fully acknowledge, just as you did partially acknowledge us, that on the day of our Lord Jesus, you will boast of us, as we will boast of you. O Lord, have mercy on us. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The apostle addresses the situation in his second epistle to the Corinthians from the plural view, an editorial royal we. He joins himself to the congregation's members, reminding them of an interconnected unity, a oneness created by the word alone, the proclaimed word that is by its very nature active, powerful, persistent. Together, we constitute the resurrected body of Christ, living, breathing, speaking, praying for one another, on the move, bringing about something wonderfully new within a damaged creation, a cosmos that to this very day remains saturated with sin, suffering, and the ever-present prospect of death. Paul pours into our open wounds a healing oil, the soothing balm of the gospel. That's the way he leads, with the gospel for fellow Christians who are hurting, and who among us isn't hurting in one manner or another at certain times in our earthly journey, profoundly so. You see that at just the right moment, future or past, as together we would be brought even into the deepest depths of despair over our circumstances, in all kinds of trial and tribulation, persecution or affliction, grief or sadness, there would forever remain this promise: Christ delivered us from such deadly peril, and He will deliver us. On Him we have set our hope that He will deliver us again. In his first letter to the church at Corinth, Paul had appealed to the law. He admonished them and us with a cringeworthy set of grievances, egregious, sinful behaviors of a congregation from whom was demanded a standard of perfection in love toward God and love toward neighbor. Paul dragged our transgressions right out into the open, out from under the cover of darkness, and into the light of a very stressful examination, an unpleasant conviction on the evidence presented. Consciences, theirs and ours, were sorely burdened. It was a call to repent, an insistent invitation to be changed in heart and mind, in word and deed, by the transformative power of the truth, the good news of a Son sent into human flesh, who was crucified and then raised from the dead for all. The Lord Jesus had been preached in the assembly, and by such proclamation alone, everything had been changed forever. We have been changed in identity and purpose. So behold now, says St. Paul, in Christ we stand as one. Though constant suffering and afflicts us, yet we remain in constant, confident hope. He is our consolation. He is our comfort as we are distressed to the very breaking point of our souls, as we are utterly burdened beyond our strength. And who among us this morning has not already been there and done that? God is not just the Father of creation. He is the originator of all mercy, the God of all comfort, in the Son whom He has sent into this world. He who is by His very nature the fountain and source of every mercy and comfort, this one has buried forever your sin. That sin shall accuse you no longer. You have been freed. In this you rejoice. The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Just as there is no equal to this Father of all mercies and God of all comfort, there is no substitute for the community that He has created among us, the assembly of the One who transcends time and space, the gathering in of the baptized who together confess the faith in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In a sense, missionaries all, ever contending in every situation to speak His truth with simplicity and sincerity, never with self-serving manipulation or dreams of mere earthly reward or glory, called instead to remind and to pray for one another and the world, that in every trial and affliction we would be brought back to only Jesus. The more that we suffer with Christ, and we will, the more we will come to know and understand how much nearer we are to this Jesus who suffered everything for all. And wherever, whenever our need appears greatest, God, who is greater, draws even closer to the deliverance of his grace and the provision of his endless mercies. The missionaries who have been called by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod sacrificially to serve in places both here and around the globe, near and far, these men and women are no strangers to trials of the worst kinds and tribulations most severe. We thank you, even as we are joined so intimately, connectedly to you, to Paul, to the Corinthians, to every saint who has gone before or ever since. If your suffering is ours, then Christ, who is your comfort, is also ours. If our suffering is yours, then Christ, our hope and consolation, is also yours. This is the glory and joy of our shared vocation in mission and ministry, to announce such good news with bold confidence, the testimony of a clean conscience before God, for the sake of him who shed his blood and handed over his life upon the cross. Foolishness to the world, but to those who are being saved, God's final answer to all fears against the future, to every anxiety in the present. His is the word of promise that carries us through from passing temporary shadows into a day of brilliant glory without end. In the holy and precious name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.